welcome. Welcome to the sloppy shores of Lake Erie, where you can catch anything, even one-on-one, with the Ken and Podcast Show.
Grace and peace, and welcome back to One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show, brought to you by WCANmedia.com, which is right for today and ready for tomorrow. With me here in the podcast studio is a podcaster, and her name is Catherine, and she has a story to tell. All this and much more coming up right here on One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show, coming up right after this.
Shanine Williams. A lot of you know me as Laura Winslow from Family Matters. Please join me and my father, the CEO of Dreamflix TV and its parent company, Dream Merchant Media, as we have a casual conversation about our online streaming platform on One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show on WCANmedia.com.
One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show.
Welcome back to One-on-One with the Cannon Podcast Show. Catherine, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Pretty good. Are you ready for the question?
I'm ready.
What's your story?
Oh, man. Well, for me, I've always loved reading. I've been reading since about the age of four. I love books, and I had to figure out how can I make money with what I love. And so after many years of research and trying to find out what that industry is about, how do I become a bestseller, and how do I get people interested in the stories that I write, I learned about marketing.
Can I break in here real quick?
Yeah, break in.
Isn't that I'm asking you, because I'm not a writer. Is that an oversaturated business right now, writing books? Everyone writes books.
Well, I realized that whatever I pick, there's a bunch of people doing that thing. So I chose to do what I love to do, what I would do even if I didn't get paid, which for a long time, there was no money. So okay. It's a passion, but it takes persistence, because even if you enjoy doing something, you may not complete it. You may half do it.
Then why don't you follow through?
Because nobody is as interested in it as you want them to be. I wanted people to say, oh, you're going to write a book and you're going to be the next, you know, whatever big seller. And they did not. They weren't excited. So I said, that must not be what I'm supposed to do.
Hang on, let me help you out.
Yeah.
Demographically speaking, there's always an audience for that, so you have to find your demographics. See, it's like the music industry. You have West Coast music, East Coast music, Southwest music, South music, and North music. You have to find a demographic who likes that type of melody.
Nobody told me that.
Well, the bill would be in the mail next week. Okay, so you have to find... So this certain, you know, there's a lot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but you have to find out how to get to it, how to navigate.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're writing books, okay?
Yes.
How many books have you written so far?
I have three completed.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one's called?
Book Starter Blueprint.
Book Starter Blueprint. What's the other one?
I have Expand Your Brand and Help Me Settle an Argument.
Okay, so let's dialogue on Help Me Settle an Argument, which he loses a lot at. I'm not going to mention his name.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, but I thought I'd hear on the podcast.
Let's record it now.
Let's record it. So you must be good at this one. Okay, so that title is very interesting. Give me the history of this title. Give me the foundation of this title. Why a title like that?
I'm going to tell you what happened. It was over a fish sandwich.
A fish sandwich?
Yes.
Did you have no tartar sauce?
I will ask the room, when you go to a fish fry and you want to get a hot piece of fish, is it white bread or light bread?
What's the difference?
Oh, man, he lost the argument already. What do you ask for? Do you say white bread or light bread?
I don't say anything.
You say bread?
Bread.
Anyway, the young lady that started this first argument, her family was doing a fish
fry. Actual argument?
An actual argument.
Over the type of bread?
Type of bread. It got serious.
Okay.
So that was the birth of Help Me Settle an Argument. And so people would inbox me. They said, one, you argue a lot. And I said, well, no, people send me this stuff. I don't care. But she said it was light bread. And I said, no, ma'am, it's white bread. I said, how about this? You put it on your Facebook page. I put it on my Facebook page. And on her page and my page, white bread was the winner. Now, some people said light bread. Then they tried to justify.
So what's the difference, Catherine? What's the difference?
Probably where you're from. Because what I found is that people up north say light bread. People in the South say white bread.
I've never heard that before up north.
Really?
Never heard light bread or...
You're going to hear it now. Power of suggestion.
It doesn't work with me. I invented that.
Okay. Well, watch how it works.
Okay. It doesn't work on me.
Well, when you invent something, you are the first user of that product.
Yeah. I'm the master of it, though. So we're having people actually fighting over verbiage.
Yeah. Let me tell you another one that surprised me.
What's that?
How do you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Like, does the peanut butter go on top or the jelly go on top?
But is there a certain scientific methodology for that?
Do you think people care about that? They just want to argue.
Because of that.
Because they, so there's nothing, they have an opinion.
It hasn't been proved by science which one is right, correct?
No.
But they're fighting over it.
Oh, my goodness. And they'll go on and on. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm serious about this now.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Really, people fight over what goes on the bread first, peanut butter or jelly?
Oh, it's not even that. It's what's top side up? Is your jelly up or your peanut butter up? Serious.
They actually have conversation about that.
They do.
So they deem that as intellectual conversation.
I'm not going to say we voted on that, but they were willing to engage in conversation.
But do they get upset about it?
Oh, yeah, some people get upset.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes, yes.
So what you're telling me is that their emotions lack the benefit of intellect.
But you know what? It's good that if there's a bunch of people that lack intellect, that we have great conversations. So when I wrote the book, it was as a conversation starter. So it's a coffee table book. So it's something that people can, if I don't know anybody in the room, I don't know how to break the ice. And as adults, it's harder to make friends because they don't know if you're trying to hit on them or try to take advantage of them. It's not like kids in a sandbox.
Let's dialogue on that just for a moment. Okay. Here you are in a brand new environment. Don't know anyone. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is your methodology? What do you do? How do you fit into the environment without being a wallflower?
Well, I'm outgoing, so I'll just start talking to people.
So you have a personality?
Yes.
So you have to have a personality regardless where you go.
Well, maybe not. I mean, if you're a wallflower and you say, man, I'm uncomfortable in this area, I don't know. And then people talk about the weather. So I think, like, help me sell an argument is like the weather. And I've seen William make the conversation go about weather. Okay. And I said, I'm surprised how that went. You just said, oh, it was raining. But
he didn't know anyone.
No. And I was like, why did that conversation last 5 minutes about the weather? I wanted it to be over. Talk about something else. But people will take something small that we have in common and expound on it. So you have an opinion about how you make your sandwich. You have an opinion about which way the toilet paper goes, which is another.
So that's good a conversation, though.
Yeah. So it opens it up. I don't have to know your name. And sometimes I've completely had conversations with people and we walked away and we didn't know each other's name.
But you know what you're doing right now? You're giving free tidbits out for people. This is coaching.
Absolutely.
This is coaching right now. You know
absolutely.
That? So what you're doing, you're on the psychological level of coaching, how to instruct people how to fit into a hostile environment.
Yeah. How do you break in?
How do you break in? I have no problem with that. I can go anywhere.
I don't believe it. I really thought that you might have needed some coaching, so I brought these tips with me when I came. You don't need them?
No, make sure you knew what you were talking about. I brought it out of you. That's why you started talking about it. It's called POS. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on now.
Okay.
Let's talk about the business. What's that business called? Mind your own business?
Minding your business.
Yeah, what is that?
Over time, what I learned, like I started with books, but it was like what I'm learning along the way is that people are in other people's lanes. They're not focused on what they're doing. And it's like, okay, you have a lot of great ideas, but how do you land it? How do you get the result that you want?
Isn't that title a little sarcastic? You know, mind your own business. That's usually used in a derogatory way.
It could be. But see, I know that there's two sides to everything that we say, like the word consequence. Consequence growing up to me was like, oh, man, that's bad. But if I do a job and they pay me, that's the consequence of my work.
But people don't see it like that.
Oh, but they will. Power of suggestion.
I ain't gonna charge you for that. Boy, you're gonna take that back. You're taking that back on the road.
Oh, all the way.
All the way back
down the road. So what developed is, and this is for me first, because I started out wanting to be a drama author, and it moved to, a conversation book. Oh, expand your brand to a business book. Oh, wait a minute. So to the messenger first, how do I mind my business? And that's balancing your personal life with your business. And when I started, everything was grind, grind, grind. I'm rubbing water out of my eyes. I'm so tired, but I got to get this done. You're not getting there any faster. Take a nap. Go to sleep. Spend time with your family. But also set boundaries where you can actually work on your business and your family allows you to do that. But if they say, well, no, if we let you go in there, whether it's your spouse, your children, your friends, whoever you care for, we let you go in there and work, you may never come out. So they're going to keep pulling at you. So for me, it's about setting boundaries, minding your business. It's something common that people have heard. So first of all, you know, I've heard that before, but what is she going to say that I haven't heard?
True.
So I use something common like the weather, and it brings people in because they have their own opinions, but they want to hear what you have to say. And then they can either realign or give feedback. So minding your business is your whole thing. I like a holistic approach to your business. You go to a 9-to-5 and you know what time you go in, you know what time you get off. You know what holidays are. When you get that job, you know you got how many weeks off for vacation, you know if they're paid holidays or not, that kind of thing. When you start your business, you don't know.
Okay, the podcast show that you have, you're developing right now, you're the executive producer of it, okay? It's called what?
Minding Your Business.
So, and that's going to be the standard title for it.
That is going to be it.
Okay, and off that, you can branch off to any topic, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Quickly about the podcast coming up, your program, your production company, real quickly.
All right.
Give our audience some information on that.
Oh, fantastic. I would love for people to check me out at This Needs to Be Said Media. It's my broadcasting and production company. And that's where the podcast, Minding Your Business, will be produced.
Where are you from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay.
And then big city.
Big city. That'd be on your Facebook page, right? And what's yes. your Facebook page called?
TNTBS Media. So that stands for This Needs to Be Said.
This Needs to Be Said.
Mm-hmm.
The old clock on the wall says that's all.
That's
so we got to move on down the road, and we thank everyone for being part of 101 The Cannon Podcast Show. Now, if you'd like to be a guest in this program, please send all correspondence to cannonpodcast@yahoo.com. And always remember, the story you tell is the ending that you will live. And to all of one, take care.